Sometimes there's a paradigm shift in science when a visionary thinker takes accepted beliefs into unprecedented directions. In the 20th century, that thinker was maverick physicist David Bohm. Discover the groundbreaking ideas of the man Albert Einstein called his spiritual son and the Dalai Lama has named his science guru. Sign up for a free online screening of the new documentary, Infinite Potential, The Life and Times of David Bohm. You'll never look at the world the same again. Visit unityonlineradio.org/freemovie.
Experience the difference. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I am super excited to have you joining us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. I want to just hold that space with you for just a moment. Your life peaceful in this moment, in the next moment, and the moment after that. No matter what is happening in the external world, peace is generated from the inside out. You deserve peace. You can have peace. Yes, it is possible for you to have peace. And we work together on this show to bring you the guests and the topics to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. I'm super excited, even during these uncertain times, about working with you and myself as we continue to grow and develop in our walk of peace, our internal journey of peace every day. And so July, did you know that July was the health awareness? July is Minority Health Awareness Month. So we've got a wonderful topic for July because we support healthy mental conditions all year round, right, for life. And so we have a licensed therapist and personal trauma and relationship expert joining us today. So we're going to have a wonderful time. Her name is Montrella Cowan. We're going to get to those introductions. But first, I want to tell you about some free things that are going on for the Everyday Peacemaker, which you are one of those. I hope you'll take advantage of some of the free stuff that's going on in our world today. The first of which, we have 5 steps to getting completely clear on your purpose and passion. Just take that in, being completely clear on your purpose and passion, operating in clarity. How great is that? So it's absolutely free to you, 5 steps for getting completely clear in your purpose and your passion, just by emailing me at drayvonjames@gmail.com. And you'll have access to 5 steps to getting completely clear on your purpose and passion. Also, we are still giving away free online university courses. Isn't this amazing? The Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning is offering free courses. If you or someone you know is interested in learning online at an online top-notch university, please check them out. The Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning, yours truly, Dr. Drayvon James, happens to be teaching a course at that university called the 2020 Clarity Course. But I am one of amongst many, many highly esteemed and wonderful courses that are offered there. So check that out. Our guest today, Montrella Cowan, is also offering a free gift. So we're going to talk about more of that today. So a lot of free stuff for the Everyday Peacemakers. And I'm so glad that you're here to get that stuff today. I'd like to talk to you just a little bit and introduce you to our guest, Montrella Cowan, who is a licensed therapist, personal trauma, and relationship expert. She is also the author of a new book entitled The Purse, an essential guide to healthy relationships. So Montrella Cowan is the founder and CEO of Affinity Health Affairs, which inspires women to step into their greatness through her private psychotherapy practice, her health and wellness workshops, her online courses, and her speaking engagements. She also serves as a mentor to young adults, helping to transform them into effective change agents. Montrella Cowan is a licensed psychotherapist and independent clinical social worker. She earned her master's in social work from Howard University and holds a bachelor's in social work and interdisciplinary studies from Catholic University of America. Welcome to the Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James show.
Thank you, Dr. James. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm so excited to have you here. And so we're going to be talking about, today we're talking about creating and maintaining relationships. And I got to say, in my social media posts, I said something along the lines that relationships are the foundations to everything. None of us exist in a bubble, right? Whatever we do, it impacts someone else. So understanding how to maintain and create a healthy relationship is so essential to our journey in life. So before we get into all that, I know we're going to be talking about a lot of what you're doing, but one of the things that you're doing is giving something away for free in the secret to a love-rich relationship. So talk a little bit about that and how our listeners can connect with you.
Yes, so I would love for your listeners, our listeners, to join me on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m., where I'm offering a free webinar called Secrets to a Love-Rich Relationship. And it includes, like, the five core ingredients to unlock your heart for a healthy, happy, fulfilling relationship. So I advise you to tune in because we're going to have a really good time, and we're going to get a lot of tips out of that webinar.
Oh, that sounds great. Unlock your heart. That's one of my intentions in my meditation. So that's just wonderful. So we're going to start right at the beginning. You are an expert on relationships. And what inspired you to actually get into this kind of work, working with people with creating and maintaining healthy relationships?
Well, that's a good question. So I am a licensed therapist by way of social work, as you mentioned. And what I would find is, basically, Dr. James, 9 out of 10 clients would have some kind of relationship challenge. So even if they came at first, presented, you know, maybe an issue at work or some other challenge, it would always, you know, after a few sessions, I would learn either they want a relationship really bad or they're in a toxic one or things like that. Or maybe they're in a relationship, but they, you know, they've been in it for years and can't tie the knot for whatever reason. And so I decided that I wanted to focus on that.
Yeah, I love that. 9 out of 10 of your clients, and I bet you that if we surveyed people around the world, not just the United States, we'd find that relationships, especially toxic relationships, are a core problem that it spills over into every aspect of your life, your career, everything. You know, if you have these toxic relationships, so I think that's great to have someone who's really ready and poised to take that on.
Now, the thing about it, because I serve both men and women, I find that, you know, in order to really have a healthy, happy relationship, you have to do the personal work. And so that's where the trauma piece comes in, is that we have to, oftentimes we are dealing with trauma. And so you have to heal from that. And so I like to work with the individuals to, you know, overcome those challenges so that they don't bring all of that luggage or baggage into the relationship that they're currently in or that they're aspiring to have.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. We're getting right to the meat of it. I hope that our listeners got a pen and paper because we're getting right to the meat of it from the beginning. In order to heal, and I love that you said that, you've got to do your personal work. We could spend the rest of our life saying that I'm this way because this happened. And that may be very well true. You may have so many valid reasons for being the way that you are. But if the way that you are is hurting and harming you, then the wise thing to do is to say, yeah, that happened. That stuff happened. That's true, right? But I'm deciding to do the work to get me to a healthy position. Can't go back and change the past. All we have is this moment here, right? So I love that we're here. We jump right in. So we talk about doing the work. And I can say in my own journey, I started on this development of peace in my life at the age of 17, so many years ago. And I would hear and read about doing the work, the work, the work. And I never really was clear on what the work was. Although I was doing the work, not knowing, I'm like, where is this work? But I was doing it not knowing that I was doing the work. I was working on, you know, trying to get aware of all this stuff. But what really, what do you all mean as psychotherapists when you say do the work? What does that mean for a layperson?
Yes. So it really means acknowledging that something's going on. You know, I don't want to encourage your listeners to do therapy at home. A lot of times people try to be the therapist of their partner or, you know, just, you know, kind of brush it off. And especially for people of color, I like to say that we suffer from it. A case of HTP, which is high tolerance for pain. So oftentimes depression and other symptoms, we ignore them and we consider them normal. However, in the USA alone, over 40 million, now this is pre-COVID, but over 40 million people suffer from anxiety annually, and over 17 million suffer from depression annually. So a lot of times people are bringing those things, those symptoms into a relationship. So it's acknowledging, you know, we all need help from time to time. And then, yeah, we'll take it from there because we work together to, you know, establish goals in the therapeutic setting. Everything's confidential. But there is a lot of stigma. Don't you agree, Dr. James, related to mental health?
I think so. You know, I've worked in mental health as a consultant pharmacist for a number of years, and I can tell you that, yeah, there is. I have seen it firsthand. Being African American, I know, and I can't speak for every African American, but I know that just sitting with family members and being part of the team that consults on drug therapy, there is this thought that, well, do I really need to take medication? Couldn't prayer be helpful? Or and I support prayer in all things. But I used to tell people, I said, it's just like if you didn't have 20/20 vision. And, you know, we definitely pray about your vision. Absolutely. But we would not get eyeglasses. We probably would do both. We probably pray about your vision and we'd probably get eyeglasses too, right? And that's the same thing with mental health, right? If something isn't quite feeling right or where you want it to be, definitely prayer or whatever you, meditation, all those things can be part of the healing process. Yes. But therapy and other. Go ahead.
Right. And I do want to make one clarification because, yes, people do have a lot of, you know, resignations and considerations for good reason about, you know, medications and the side effects. But psychotherapy, we do not prescribe medication. Another word for psychotherapy is talk therapy. I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners because oftentimes when I'm out speaking, I find that as a question, what exactly is a psychotherapist? And so another word for that is talk therapist. And guess what? I don't do the talking. I do the listening. You'd be surprised how much of a difference it would make for a person when they've been holding things in, sometimes for decades. I've found clients who've been grieving, for example, a loss, a breakup, a death of a loved one for decades until they come to therapy and find out, oh my goodness, you know, I am actually still grieving this. So oftentimes people are so unaware, you know, that of the support that they need. But I did want to clarify that for the listeners.
And thanks for that.
Yeah, like you mentioned. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go right ahead.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, July is, you know, Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. And we had to have a whole month designated to it just to spread the awareness and also to stomp out the stigma related to it. Oftentimes, especially people of color, they really feel like, you know, seeking mental health services is like, you know, they're afraid to be considered crazy, et cetera. But from a psychotherapy standpoint, we really do look at people who do that as being, that's a very proactive, healthy choice to seek that support and help.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Proactive. And thank you for that clarification, because not all health, mental health, emotional health results in medication use. And that's a big part, a big thing to know. And I, as a pharmacist for 30 years, I would say that if you are using medication without some form of talk therapy or therapy period, it generally is not as effective. So we do need to have somebody that we can talk to and listen to. It makes a big difference having that human ear. And this HTP, high tolerance for pain, I love that. I hadn't heard those initials before, but I find that to be true, that there are so many people who are walking around in sort of like a post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they don't even know it because they have been operating at that level of stress for decades.
Yes, that's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Autoimmune disease is on the rise. And one of the things that is very prevalent in every autoimmune disease is a high stress level going on in your life. So how do people...
You know, that's interesting you say that, because lupus is one of those diseases. And in fact, I lost my daughter, who was 25 years old. I actually talk about her birth in my book, but I lost her to lupus in 2018. And what I will say is I was a witness to, you know, someone experiencing high levels of stress, and it definitely will take a toll on you. So stress can literally, like, take the life out of you. And so I definitely want to encourage the listeners to reach out for help. There are culturally competent, effective therapists out here. And I do feel like, you know, therapy is like dating. So you do want to find the right fit. But, you know, once you do your prayers about it, that's all good. You know, you don't know how many clients I've had who said that they actually prayed before they found me. And so this is our way to fulfill our ministry and provide therapy.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And my heart goes out for your loss, because
thank you.
You're welcome. There is so much that we carry when we lose a child, right? And we go forward, and life still continues. You lose anybody, but I think for me, also having lost a child, that day by day, small things start to mount on top of that thing and mount on top of that thing. And if you don't have someone to talk to and talk through these things, they really can become a destructive force in maintaining and creating healthy relationships. So
absolutely, yes.
Yeah, getting there. Now, I have a question, because I always do this talk the show. I do that everywhere I go. And I happened to have a conversation in the nail salon about this particular show. And one common theme came up, and this is with an elderly person in her 70s. She was 71 to be exact. And she said that her reason for not seeking out therapy is the idea of having someone write something down about you.
Okay.
And right. So do you hear that a lot? People are afraid to have things written down about them and put into a record of sorts.
Well, I mean, that is I can understand the concern, and, you know, that's mainly, you know, to keep up with your treatment. It's just like when you go to a medical doctor, you know, they take notes, or nowadays they record it, you know, in a little system. But it's confidential. And the only way that, you know, those records could ever be exposed is if, for example, they were subpoenaed. And so, you know, it's important that people understand that, you know, therapy is confidential. Just like we can't, you can't have your medical records exposed because of HIPAA, the same laws govern therapy.
Right. That's so important to know, to take that pressure off of people. But we're talking today about healthy relationships, creating healthy relationships, maintaining healthy relationships, which all in all leads to a life that is more peaceful, totality, and more fulfilling. So what are some of the things how do you know that you're not in a healthy relationship?
That's a good question, because so many people are in toxic relationships. And I do think that sometimes we just normalize things and kind of live with it and deal with it. And that's why I really love your platform, you know, Everyday Peace. And I love what you said at the start, you know, relationships is everything, you know, people, we can't live with them and we can't live without them. But, you know, the family really is the first institution. And so that really sets the pathway for everything else in life. And so if you're in a romantic relationship, whether you're married or not, and it's, you know, not in harmony, it's going to, like you said, impact every other area of your life. So one way in which you will know that you're not in a healthy relationship would be if you feel like you're walking on eggshells. And what I mean by that is, you know, you can't be yourself. You are second guessing yourself, particularly like if you go to work and everyone's like praising you and you're a star at work in other arenas. But as soon as you get home or you're with your partner, all of a sudden, you know, you're just being very, very careful. You're not being fully self-expressed. That may be one indicator that you are in an unhealthy relationship. You know what I mean, Dr. Jane?
I love that because as I'm thinking back over conversations that I've had over the last week, you know, really over a lifetime, that brings back to memory people saying to me that they've been in relationships for a long period of time and the relationship still doesn't feel secure. That's usually a trigger for me that some piece in that relationship is unhealthy. I don't know, you know, I'm not a therapist, obviously, but whether it's coming from an internal source or an external source, right, something needs to be evaluated there. If you've been there and you don't feel secure in this relationship, you know, not that we shouldn't keep growing and developing and expanding our relationship, that we should. We should do that as individuals, but you should have a sense of security, like, okay, this is solid ground. And if you're not experiencing that, that seems like to be a telltale sign in my mind that there may be something that's unhealthy brewing in that relationship. Yeah.
Sure. So I think security is very important, you know, for both the men and the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being able to rely on a relationship. So you get into this unhealthy relationship, and I believe that this is just my personal belief, and I teach it in my coaching classes, that everything that shows up in your life, the good, the bad, and the in-between, everything can be used if you consciously choose to use it to help you get to your next level of greatness. And by that, I mean that you do have to find a way, as you said, to do the work to move from where you are to where you want to be. From where you are to where you want to be. And one of the things that you said, I think I read in your description about your book, is, you know, victors being able to channel their strength and to be able to rise from the ashes, right?
Sure. Yes. Yes.
That. Yes. So, and I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I know that's something that you've been able to do with all of the trauma. Let's talk a little bit about that. All the trauma. And I think it's important, too, for clients and listeners alike to know that people like yourself who do this amazing work are people. So, which means that you don't exist in a vacuum. Things have happened in your life that give you a life experience, and then you couple that with your education and are able to really empathetically provide this high quality of care. So, you know, we mentioned earlier about, you know, the loss of your daughter in 2018, but there were other things in this book that you wrote that were really a great example of strength and doing the work.
Yes, yes. And, you know, one of the big ones, I know that we recently had the whole initiative, the Me Too movement, but obviously, you know, sexual assault, sexual abuse, rape, have been going on for, you know, many, many years, if not centuries, you know, earlier. And so, unfortunately, I was a victim of rape, and actually it was by my daughter's father. And at the time, I was only 14 years old. So if you can imagine, that was a very defining and traumatizing moment for my life, particularly because I am a believer. And at that time, you know, well, before that, I had a covenant with God that I wouldn't even have sex before I got married. And then this situation happened. And so for a long time, it actually defined, you know, my relationships and who I was as a person. And so, yes, not only do I bring the theory, but I bring the practical wisdom from experience into my sessions with my clients. And I think that's one of the things that my clients appreciate most, is that I can relate at some level, you know, to some of the circumstances that they may be facing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. And an experience like that really has the potential to keep you stuck.
Yes.
Circling that same trauma. And, and that's a real trauma. I mean, no one can argue, you know, and say, oh, my goodness, you should get over it.
Yeah.
But however, staying in that trauma, and then we have lots of listeners from all different walks of life who are experiencing yeah. all sorts of things. And so please hear my heart when I say this, because yeah. staying in that trauma does not hurt the person who victimized you.
That's right.
Right. It
you
really
got that right.
just right. Am I, so it really just ruins the next day and the next day and the next day. And I know that the next day and the next day and the next day will be challenging no matter what, but doing the work with a psychotherapist and the talk therapy, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. will help you to climb out of that to a place where yes. you can create this peace for yourself, this internal peace yes. that allows you to thrive, not just survive, yes. because everyone's life is better than just surviving. I know at one point in my life, having endured a lot of things, homelessness being one of them, surviving was, I couldn't even get to a place where I could conceive of thriving. I was just really trying to survive. But, you know, yes. through doing the work that I didn't even know I was doing, but reading and studying, and, you know, then you yes. get to a place where, my goodness, not only am I surviving, but I am thriving, meaning that I am now able to use my journey to reach yes. back and help someone yes. else.
Yes.
That's what this is. Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. And when I wrote the book, The Person, Essential Guide to Healthy Relationships, you know, I did put my tears, my heart into the book because I do want to help people, because I know for a long time I carried that abuse, that rape with me. I had no one to tell. And in fact, it wasn't until years later that my stepmother did say, oh, yeah, the doctors told us you were traumatized. But, you know, because of generational things and how we, you know, are used to, accustomed to coping with things by not confronting it, by not talking about the elephants in the room, I had to, like, really bear the burden on my own for many, many years. It wasn't until, you know, I was in my 20s, basically, you know, 2 decades later, where I was able to get help. And the only reason I was able to even realize, like, okay, the guilt and the shame and all of those things were normal, was because I decided to volunteer at the D.C. Rape Crisis Center. So I wanted to help others without even healing from my own story. And while we were in that 6 week training is where I started to get my own healing. So I was going through this, like, process where everybody was learning, I was like getting my healing that way and getting the validation that I needed and things like that.
We'll be right back after this. We're talking about healing from trauma for healthy relationships with our guest, Montrella Cowan. More after this break with Everyday Peace.
Glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. I'm super excited to be bringing you a relationship expert today. We are talking about creating and maintaining healthy relationships. So if you're just tuning in, you're in the right place to make sure that your relationships stay healthy, because if you're not in a healthy relationship, you deserve to be in one, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you are in a healthy relationship, you deserve to know how to maintain that, because we know that there is this saying that I heard all my life that used to make me shudder. And I can tell you, I just celebrated a birthday on July 16th. And during my life, during my lifespan, I have found this saying to be true. Life is either going into something or coming out of something. That's just the way it is. That's how we grow. And so we take that, and we know that learning is great for us because it helps us to be better positioned to use everything for our next level of greatness. So we have a few free things going on for our listeners today. We have, of course, free online courses being offered at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. We have 5 steps to getting completely clear on your purpose and passion available to you just by emailing me at DrayvonJames@gmail.com. And our fabulous guest today, Montrella Cowan, has a course that she will be doing on Wednesday, 2 days from today, Secrets to a Love-Rich Relationship. Who would not want a love-rich relationship? So, Montrella, how do our listeners connect with that free offer?
Yes. So if they're interested in joining us on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and even if they can't make it because it is kind of just 2 days away, you can certainly still contact us, and we will make sure to give you the replay. You can reach us at the website, which is affinity411.com, and I'll spell that. Affinity is affinity411.com. So contact us that way. Let us know webinar, and we will make sure that you get the registration for that.
Okay, and again, that's on July 22nd, that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at affinity411.com. So if you or someone you know is looking for a love-rich relationship, please take advantage of that. If you miss it at that time of day, you're hearing this at a later, this broadcast at a later time, do not fear. You can contact Montrella Cowan, and you can get the replay. So it's available to you.
Yes, and whether you're single or married.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Right. And you're an everyday peacemaker and you deserve this. So right before the break, we were talking about a number of issues related to creating and maintaining a healthy relationship. And I wanted to jump into a question that has come to me is signs for looking. What is the sign? How do you know that you're at a point in your life? Not your spouse, not your significant other, not your parents, not your children, not your coworkers, but you are at a point in your life where you need to seek some type of therapy so that you can create healthy and relationships and maintain healthy relationships.
Sure.
How do you know?
Sure. Well, you know when, first of all, if you're listening right now, you know, I do believe in God, and I believe that God, you know, everything has a season. So if it even crosses your mind, it's worth at least a consultation. But oftentimes people aren't, you know, they're not very aware that, you know, that they've been grieving, for example. So you could have been divorced, like I said, decades ago. But you may actually today still be grieving that. So if you get sad around the holidays or birthdays or anniversaries or days like Valentine's Day, then that might be an indicator. If you're having crying spells, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling like not yourself or low energy, that may be another indicator that you might want to. If you're anxious, I mean, right now we're going through some trying times anyway. But if you're anxious, if you're having panic attacks, things like that, is certainly a good time to reach out. We can assess and take it from there.
Yeah, I love that. Really pay attention to yourself. You should not, and I know that a lot of us have, a lot of people just say, you know what, I go through periods of sadness, and this is,
yes.
And I believe, I truly do believe in feeling your feelings. I know for myself and clients that I work with just as a life coach that there are a rainbow of feelings. We're not going to walk around feeling 100% happy all of the time. I wish that were
right.
the case.
That's correct. Right. Yeah.
But a lot of learning happens in the valley. It does. And so we get, you know, because we're balanced human beings and we're going to go through this life, we're going to have days that are just wonderful. We're going to have those days that we, you know, wish we weren't having. But if you're having those on a regular basis and they're extended periods, I find, like if you can't get out the bed or you're crying day after day, I think that's a clear sign that your life is being impacted in a negative way by something.
Right? Certainly. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be to that level. It can even be as simple as, you know, you're just like unhappy, like maybe with work, or you're not seeming to get along with people. You know, like you're the type who, you know, everywhere you go, somehow there's some kind of, you know, upset of some sort. It could be you're trying to please people and you don't feel like you can ever satisfy them. And a lot of complaining. If you're the type who's complaining a lot, these are some of the more slighter indicators, but certainly therapy can help you to get to the core of what's going on so that you can have your peace. Because the one thing, and I know you know this, Dr. James, we can't change other people. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I tell people that all of the time. In fact, just think laughing is we had this conversation with just these complete random strangers in the nail salon, which is a great way to connect. But we're talking about different things. And one of the things I told the ladies is that I said, you know, don't waste a second of my precious time feeling that I could change someone. Right. Yeah. Because and I also think that it's very it's unfair to the other person. Need to sit back and say, oh, you're this way, and in order for us to get along, you're going to need to change. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
people get into relationships like that, and it's such a setup for failure because you can't change someone, you know. But that, again, goes back to just, you know, doing your own work because, you know, when we're operating at a certain level, right, like if we're depressed, we're not probably going to find the happiest guy around, you know what I mean, or the happiest woman. So it's important that we do our own work so that we can then attract the type of guy or woman that we really, really, you know, truly want to spend the rest of our lives with.
Yes, and I don't want to brush over that point. I want to go back to that because I think that is so key, what you just said. If we ourselves are in a particular state, let's just say I'm going to call it the blues, not mm-hmm. even clinically depressed, but you're just right. down for whatever reason. Understand that we're just all energy. We're all energy. If you listen to the show last week, you know, we talked about that with our guest last week. We're just all just a big ball of energy. And so... Yeah. It is not true, and you can tell me this from a more psychotherapy standpoint, but I have found in my own journey, it is not true that opposites attract. It is true that whatever you are most focused on inside of you, that's what you're going to attract. So if you're an individual who's really dealing with low self-esteem, you're going to attract somebody who's going to reinforce low self-esteem.
Sure, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
could have been somebody just like your papa, if your papa was very critical, you know. I talk about that in my book. My daddy, you know, bless his heart, he loved me dearly. But, you know, his expression, an old Southern guy, you know, was to criticize, you know. And I learned later that that was his, you know, translation of love. But sometimes that can really, you know, damage and hammer your self-confidence and your self-image. And so, yes, you will go out and attract to someone, a partner, who kind of reinforces those beliefs about yourself. So self-image is another major piece.
Yeah. So that is a big plug for me to tell, you know, as a person, I've not met anyone who would say that honestly and truthfully, they don't want healthy relationships. They may not be seeking a significant other for a romantic relationship. We all differ in that. But I can't think anyone who says, oh, I just want to be in conflict. Most of us don't desire to be in conflict.
Right, sure.
We do want healthy relationships. And know that we attract what we most are inside. That is so heavy to take on because you look at the people in your life because, no, there's no way I attracted that. But the truth of the matter is, yes, you did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can fix
that's
it. The thing.
Yep.
You can fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love that. It's that the silver lining is that no one can stop you from fixing you from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. That is so doable. And you said something else that was just really powerful. And I think I just dropped it, but it'll come back to me in just a second. But another question I wanted to ask you is, seeking a psychotherapist or talk therapist, as you said, for relationships to be in a happy and healthy relationships. Two questions on that. Is it better to go with by yourself or should you go with the person that you're having this issue with? Should you both go together?
Mm-hmm. So that's a good question. I would say both. It depends on you. There is no cookie cutter solutions or approach. You definitely want to, you know, like I said before, screen out the therapist, make sure it's a good fit. So in other words, you want someone who validates your experience versus invalidated. You know, I've had people run to me literally like, oh, my gosh, you know, I felt like I was arguing with the therapist. And then so when they come to me, it's such a different experience. But you also want to make sure that therapist is a good listener and non-judgmental as well. And from there, you know, sometimes my clients start out as individuals. And like I said, because you have to do that personal work anyway. Now, the cool thing about the couples counselor is that it is a way, at least in my practice. If people come in as a couple, you know, because especially like, say, African-American men, it's really hard to get them in, right? They don't even want to go to the doctor, right? And so, but when they come in, you know, by the time, because I'm such a practical practitioner with this stuff, so I give like tools that they can actually use, as if you're using a umbrella for the rain. These guys are like, when's the next appointment? Because I don't judge, I don't take sides or anything like that. So it's going to depend. You know, sometimes we know we need to just do it for ourselves first. So then you can sign up for the individual. And at other times it may be, and then you can, you know, obviously bring your partner in later. But at other times you can certainly start as a couple, and then a practitioner like me will certainly be, you know, having you do work that's going to address those individual traumas, because they're going to show up in the relationship anyway. So I like to say, just get them to the door and I will take care of the rest. I really want to encourage your listeners to stop doing therapy, trying to do therapy at home. Stop trying to process at home. That I do not recommend.
Well, and I like that you said that too. It reminds me of a conversation that I had with someone, and totally unrelated to therapy, that's, it was about pharmacy, but the thing that we were talking about, I said, well, you know, here is the harm, is that you don't know what you don't know.
Right. That's true.
And sometimes in the world of medicine, as in the world of psychotherapy, I'm sure too, not knowing the most minute detail can make a huge difference in the outcome. And so that's why we say, you know, I applaud people who have the initiative. Yeah, get on there, read about stuff, get yourself educated. Yeah. Of course, we're living in the age of technology and information. Get yourself educated. But while you're getting yourself educated, also get yourself educated on where is the best way to take this information that I just learned about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that I can really take all of this and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. What do you think? As the professional, how can I incorporate this in my life? Or, you know, and so having that partnership.
And it's an objective viewpoint. It's an objective perspective, because oftentimes if we're not playing therapists, we're trying to get our mama or our friends or family. And that's why they call that, friends and family, because they're going to enable us in whatever it is we're doing. And furthermore, they're going to have a limited view and perspective. Of course, they care about you. The intentions are good, but it's a much more healthy choice to, you know, seek out professional help from an objective point of view. That's very, very critical.
Yeah. So I think that, and we can't emphasize that enough. Definitely, we're not living in the age, and I would tell people, the more educated my patients are when they come to talk to me. Well, when I used to work in direct patient care, I really applauded that. I love the person who came and said, you know, I read this article on this and I read this article. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, great. Because now now you have this interest and you yourself are vested. It's not just me saying, hey, you should do this. You've got some interest going and you're showing an initiative. And now we're partnering together, which is truly how healing takes place. You can't just be passive. You got to be in there.
Includes, you know, one of the interventions is psychoeducation. So I do a lot of that. And that's, you know, because it's really bringing out within you, you know, that which is already within. So the education piece is important. But I think people don't realize doing a relationship is like doing, like, it's like any other thing. It's skills based. It really is. Like, communication is a skill. And so that's why in my practice, I offer couples a communications class. Now, as a result of that, I've had couples come out of that class and never argue again. Can you believe that?
Oh, say that. Oh, my gosh. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to pick up this caller been waiting for a minute. But I want to just say that again for our listeners, that communication is a skill. We don't get born just knowing how to be a master communicator, at least most of us don't, right?
No.
And so if you're finding that you're struggling with that, that, you know, no matter where you go, people are having problems with the way you're saying things or the way you're coming off, or you're having problems with somebody else, don't take that personally. Just realize that, hey, this is a skill that I can work on. It is a skill. Absolutely. So let that be a comfort to all of us. I'm going to pick up this caller right now.
Okay, one moment.
Hello, welcome to the Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James show. How are you today?
Oh, great, great, great. Another great show. Your guest is great. So I have a question. I think it may be a multiple question. The first part of the question is, how do you know if it's trauma that is holding you back from developing healthy relationships? And then the second part of that question is, if you have, because you have trauma and whatever it is, and you have done things that have harmed your loved one, and you constantly feel guilt about it,
does that
stop you from moving forward and doing what you need to do? And also, is that more of a focus on the individual and not the person that you've hurt? So I know that's like really convoluted, but
a great question. What's your name, brother?
Tony.
Oh, no, I love it. It's about three questions in there. I'm going to try to answer all of them. Number one, as far as trauma, like I was saying, you know, a lot of us, we suffer from HTP, high tolerance for pain. But honestly, like I'm from Brooklyn, New York, the projects of Brooklyn, New York. So sometimes if we grew up in a violent environment, for example, that might be trauma. If we witnessed our parents fighting, that could be trauma. A breakup, depending on how it went, if it was infidelity or some other kind of, you know, I've heard a lot of different things, that can be traumatizing as well if someone has been lying or deceiving to you. So that's the first part. So, of course, obviously, if you've been abused sexually, physically, even emotionally or mentally abused, that could be trauma as well. Now, as far as hurting another person, you know, I love it. I love the question because that shows that, you know, the person is actually self-aware in the sense that they know that they've caused some damage. And I want to say that therapy is definitely a way in which you can, you know, we can help you get out of that. I've helped clients like turn the whole thing around. You know, they may have been married for a long time or they may have been in a relationship for a long time without being married, and they were stuck. And so when you come to, you know, a therapist like myself, we really get to the cause. Because oftentimes we try to treat the symptoms. And that's when we do a lot of that homegrown therapy and all these other types of interventions. And then a lot of times people won't come until it's a crisis situation. So forgiveness is one of the major pieces that we do in therapy, whether it's at the individual level or in couples counseling. That's a major piece of it to help you to get through that. Of course, you have to forgive yourself before we can expect other people to forgive us. And so, yeah, we do the work on that. I hope I answered your question.
You did.
Well,
so you're from Brooklyn, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm from New York myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tony, for listening today.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a regular everyday peacemaker with amazing questions about trauma and guilt holding you back from true relationship. And we'll talk to you soon. So, yeah, that's our caller.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our caller today raises some amazing points because, as we mentioned earlier, that's whatever's going on inside of you, you're going to manifest in your relationships. And if you are, and again, let me say this, you are the psychotherapist. I am not, but this is just from reading and work that I've done on myself throughout the years, knowing that if you are riddled with guilt and shame, that's a low vibration. Yeah. And so that energy, that low vibration energy, and that's not a judgment state. That's just no judgment or shame or condemnation on that. That means that you're vibrating at a lower energy, which means you're going to attract relationships that support that lower energy. Right. So you've got to find a way, and working with a psychotherapist through talk therapy is a great way to do that, because as our caller was talking, you were answering the question. What I could hear in your response was, hey, here's another way to think about this. Right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes our thinking is predicated most times on our environment. I don't care how much education I went and got a doctorate degree.
Yes.
Homeless for many parts of my life. So a lot of my thought pattern about things when I find myself in situations went back to processing it from that little scared girl. Right.
Yes.
And so until I really started getting work and working on myself and all this, I was unable to see things from different perspectives. Everything came from this fear-based perspective that, hey, I'm in danger here and I need to finally get into this defense mode to protect myself. So I love that talk therapy, psychotherapy, working with the proper coach can really help you to see your situation
Absolutely.
Differently. Oh, my
Absolutely.
Gosh.
Yeah. That is a lot major of pain. Piece of it, a shift in the perception. And because trauma, you know, when we experience it, it will tell us lies about ourselves and we'll believe it. And so we do that work to uncover who you truly are and, you know, your purpose in life and what you're here on this planet to do. And it's a very exciting journey. I mean, I see physical changes in people, you know, when they start to do the work. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, so think about that if you are a listener who's been suffering or know someone who has been suffering. Definitely don't want you suffering any longer, and you don't need to be. Let's talk really briefly, and I know we only have about 5 minutes left, but one of the things that occurs to me that could be a barrier to people getting the proper psychotherapy help that they need and desire is financing. And you mentioned that you were, that you kind of came into your awareness by working with the D.C. Rape counseling center there. And I happen to know there's a lot of other free areas around there, but how can people find out about getting subsidized, if not free therapy?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. I'm so glad you asked. So number one, some high premiums y'all paying as being deducted from your check on a regular basis. We take insurance. Some of us take insurance. I definitely take insurance. And so that's why you want to call again for that free consultation so you can find out, you know, if we take your insurance. And nowadays with everything going on, a lot of the insurance companies are actually waiving the copay. So at zero cost, you're able to, you know, make weekly sessions if you want to. So that's number one is health insurance. And then I mean like commercial health insurance. Also for people who are, you know, when they have a lower income, a lot of therapists take Medicaid. I personally do not, but I have referrals. As a social worker, it's my job, if I can't help you, to refer you to someone good who can. And so I have referrals for people who do accept Medicaid. So that's another way. And finally, I want to mention the Employee Assistance Program. So I'm a certified Employee Assistance Program. And how it works is I think it's almost a federal mandate that employers have an opportunity for, you know, their employees to seek, you know, some support. So I've seen anywhere from 2 sessions up to 10 sessions, totally free. The employer pays for it. It is all confidential. Nothing will be shared with the employee. And if you're not working, a person that is working, like your mom or someone in your household, you can use their EAP as well. And likewise, if you're the one working and someone in your household needs it, they can use your EAP. So that's 3 ways in which you can pay for therapy.
Thank you for sharing it with our listeners. So I hope that that was helpful to people who are out there who know they'd like to seek some psychotherapy, to know that you don't even have to be the employed person. If someone in your house is working, that you can look into that. And Montrella, give us your contact information again, just in case our listeners want to connect with you to find out how they could work with you or how you could provide referral to them.
Absolutely. I would love for you to reach out. I would love for you to join me for the free webinar, Secrets to a Love-Rich Relationship, on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. The best way to reach me is through the website, affinity411.com. That's affinity 411.com.
Thank you for that. You're listening to Dr. Drayvon James, Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James, where we focus on peace. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Living in this space, I hope that you can hear in today's conversation that we all have a need. And for every need, there is a supply. For every need, there is a supply. It's not that living at peace means that your life is going to be problem-free. Would that that would be the case. But we grow. Growth happens in the valley. Know that wherever you are today, whatever's going on in your external world today, that some repair in your internal world will make your external world look a lot more amazing. You'll be able to walk through things with grace, mercy, understanding, growth, and development, right? So that you can, with confidence, reach your next level of greatness. I'm Dr. Drayvon James. Thank you for showing up today as an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness, and I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Sometimes there's a paradigm shift in science when a visionary thinker takes accepted beliefs into unprecedented directions. In the 20th century, that thinker was maverick physicist David Bohm. Discover the groundbreaking ideas of the man Albert Einstein called his spiritual son, and the Dalai Lama has named his science guru. Sign up for a free online screening of the new documentary, Infinite Potential, The Life and Times of David Bohm. You'll never look at the world the same again. Visit unityonlineradio.org/freemovie.